People with disabilities are having a harder time finding jobs because employers don't know how to hire people who need a little help at work. I think they're afraid to hire us.
This is Eric Stoker, a seasoned advocate for people with disabilities.
I want you to help businesses hire more people with disabilities so we can spend our money like everyone else.
He is role-playing a visit with a legislator to show families and other self-advocates with disabilities how to talk to their lawmakers. It was all part of Disability Advocacy Day at the Utah State Capitol on Thursday. Over and over, presenters spoke of the power of telling stories.
So advocacy is educating others about someone's needs, and if they're not getting their needs met, what you can do to get those needs met. My son currently has a part-time job, and he has a lot of significant barriers to employment.
Lisa Wade credits her son's success to the power of having the courage to speak up. She works with two organizations that support people with disabilities. Josh Tuttle, from West Valley City, is just beginning his self-advocacy journey, but he's been working since he was 16. Right now, he's at Reams Food Store.
Like, if you went to talk to your legislator, what would you talk to them about?
To have more job for disabled people.
When you're working, when you're paid, how does that feel?
Happy.
In D.C., what we want to see each and every day is how can we help you be successful as a state and in your local communities.
That was Lance Robertson, U.S. Assistant Secretary for Aging and Community Living. Lance joined 16 other presenters to talk about the way laws affect people with disabilities. The event ended with a reception that brought together legislators, people with disabilities, and their families.
It was really good, like, to talk to legislators about, like, how they can support us to help people with other people with disabilities.
Brenna Mance of Cache Valley spoke to three Utah lawmakers that night. It was the first time she'd ever done it.
I want them to know, like, we have so much talent. We have, like, high IQs, and we are smart, and that we're gifted and make a difference in people's lives and want to, you know, be part of the community and be supportive.
Around 20 legislators came to the event, sponsored by four Utah agencies. More information is on the UPR website. For Utah Public Radio, this is Jolynn Lyon.